Prenzema Mahama says persons found in connection with the murder of the chief of Bimbila will be dealt with drastically to serve as a deterrent to others. He said government does not intend to interfere in chieftaincy matters, but will not sit aloof as chieftaincy disputes have the tendency to destabilize the country. President Mahama was speaking at a meeting with the National House of Chiefs in Kumasi in the Ashanti region. He used the occasion to donate 13 new four-wheel pickup vehicles to the regional House of Chiefs. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
This is President Mahama's second visit to the National House of Chiefs since he assumed office as president. He stated that chieftaincy disputes remain a major challenge to the peace and security of the country, and government will ensure that judicial committees of the Houses of Chiefs are well resourced to deal with disputes pending before them. He condemned the recent murder of the chief of Bimbila. He said government will ensure that perpetrators of the crime are brought to book.
I cannot speak about chieftaincy disputes without mentioning the recent appalling and brutal murder that occurred in Bimbila. We condemn this murder in the strongest possible terms. Government is taking all necessary steps to make sure that the perpetrators of this terrible crime are dealt with according to our law, to serve as a deterrent to any other such criminally minded people. We are a country of rule and law, and we cannot allow a few murderous individuals or small groups to plot and create so much hurt, pain and insecurity in our community. Such people will be dealt with drastically using the full force of law. I promise you that.
President Mahama said he is aware of the bad conditions of the offices of the various Houses of Chiefs. He said government will rehabilitate the offices in each region to make the chiefs work comfortably and expeditiously. President Mahama couldn't have ended without touching on the economy. He assured Ghanaians that the economy will see recovery before the year ends, adding that he had to approve some unpleasant measures to increase revenue and reduce expenditures to prevent total collapse of the economy.
This year is a turnaround year. We will begin to feel the effects of economic recovery by the end of this year. Unfortunately, our development partners have not been as responsive to our homegrown fiscal stabilization policy as I would have hoped. Nevertheless, we are finalizing and would outdoor the Century report soon. As head of the strategic advisory team, we have drawn concrete plans and strategies to guide the implementation of the Century report and thereby keep Ghana on the path of growth and prosperity. I believe that we can recover much more quickly if we believe in ourselves and in the capabilities of each other to work together to resolve our issues. It is no use sitting on the sidelines and criticizing incessantly. Let's all get to work.
President of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor John Abela, touched on the admission of paramount queen mothers and their equivalents into the national and regional houses of chiefs. The legal committee of the house has been tasked to work out modalities for the admission of the queen mothers. Now, Professor John Nabela spoke strongly against the over-politicization of government assistance to the Houses of Chiefs. He said government is mandated under the Constitution to provide for the Houses of Chiefs. Last year, government provided vehicles to the Houses of Chiefs to aid in the operations.